الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you and for such the believers that follow you. What an honorable address for the pious believers. What an address of accountability for the pious believers. Honorable, because although Allah, the Blessed and Exalted, suffices and no person has any power vis-a-vis the exalted truth, and all are insignificant, nevertheless, the sublime and almighty Allah has favored the pious believers with the honor of also mentioning them beside His own blessed name in the verse, "For you, O Prophet, God and those who have followed, and the pious believers who have obeyed your call are sufficient."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that there is no school above the Quran. In this small statement, he has said a lot of things. There are many, many things that are hidden in it. And that is that the only school, the only thought, the only ideology that we need to follow is the Quran, which is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has sent the Quran and He sent it for the guidance of the mankind. He sent it for the mankind, not only for the believers, not only for the Muslims, but the mankind. And therefore he says that it is a clear statement for the mankind. هذا بيان للناس. The word ناس has been used, the mankind. Therefore, Allah didn't say that this is a book for Muslims. He said this is a clear statement for the mankind, and there is a guidance in it, and there is an admonition in it. So whoever wants the guidance, whoever wants the admonition, whoever wants the advice, he must look at the Quran. And Quran is something which is a clear statement. It is not confusing. It does not have any hard thing in it. It is a clear statement. It has clear evidences in it. The history that we see, which has been narrated in the Quran, which has been said in the Quran, it is all clearly said. The examples are very clear. Therefore, whoever wants the guidance, whoever wants the advice, he must follow the teachings of the Quran. And the best school in the world is the school of Quran. The best ideology is the ideology of the Quran. Therefore, there is no school above the Quran. Why? Because the other schools are made of humans. Even when we look at the Christianity or Judaism, this is not the actual religion which was brought by the Jesus Christ or the Prophet Moses and Prophet Abraham, whereas these are the deviations. And the followers of these prophets, they entered their own ideas or their own explanations and their thoughts into the religion. Whereas Quran is not being changed. This is one of the miracles that for the past 1,400 years, since the Quran is revealed upon the Prophet, since he made his companions writing the verses of the Quran, since that time till now, there is no change in the Quran. And therefore, it is necessary to follow such a school which is above all and which is directly attached to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.